You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on April 10th, 2024, and is titled, The Home. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Colossians, and let's join Steve and the message.
I'm not preaching yet. I'm just sharing out of Joshua 24, and then I'm going to be in Colossians. And I'm thinking right now would be a good time to get there. Well, because I'm like Murphy. Monday was one of them days. Wasn't Monday the 8th? Yeah. And my eyes were swelled shut. I just wasn't going to do coffee with the Colonel, and I couldn't help it. Because there's so much talk about the eclipse and times, dates, a lot of missed times and dates. There's a lot of stuff. And I just happened to flip over there in my Bible to Matthew 16. And he's rebuking the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he says, you're looking for a sign, but none will be given you other than the sign of Jonah. Do you know we got a whole world of Christianity out there still looking for something? You know, I had a lady in jail one time, saw Mary's face on a tortilla. I told her, I said, you better put it in a baggie and keep it handy. And when you get to the pearly gate, show it to Peter and see if it works. I don't know what you're going to do with Mary's face on a tortilla, but whatever. Looking for a sign. Everybody looking for a sign. The sign of Jonah said, repent. The eclipse went over the Ninevehs. Better pay attention. And so that Monday morning I got up and I don't know what scripture I told y'all on Coffee with the Colonel. It was one of them Zephaniah something another, and there was no such scripture. Whatever numbers I gave and whatever book, there is no such scripture. It was Isaiah, I think. Doesn't matter. I was wrong. But both eyes were swelled shut, but I was wrong. But I got the scripture right. I just missed the address. I sought for a man who would stand in the gap, and I found none. You know why? It's easier to live like water and just migrate to the lowest point. Ezekiel 22:30. I think that's what I said. Two main women in my life are over here shaking their head going, no, that's not what you said. You were wrong. Carrie's nice about it. No, Robin was very nice. She said, you know that doesn't exist. And I said, there's only a couple people going to catch it anyhow. And they did. They did. So Monday morning was one of them days. The Lord was speaking, and it was just hard. I think he was telling so many people so much stuff, it was hard for us to get it straight. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Colossians 3:18. God's timing is so perfect when we land in these scriptures. You know, we just go in chapter and verse. My heading, not the scripture part, just the heading, says the Christian home. The Christian home. Wives, submit to your own husbands as fitting to the Lord, as fitting in the Lord. So, I see an opportunity. If any of you men would like me to just stop right there, we'll take up an offering. And if it reaches the designated amount, well, let's go home. And you just command your woman. No, not really. I'm joking, honey. I'm joking. I wouldn't try that for $1 million. No, but wives, submit to your own husband as fitting in the Lord, and husbands, love your wives. Do not be bitter toward them. Ephesians 5 tells you the very same thing as he compares Christ to his church, and he talks about a marriage between a man and a woman. This is not about putting women in their place. It's about creating the place that God has for men. wives honor your husbands, but husbands, you got to be honorable. Husbands, you got to know your Bible. Husbands, you got to know how to pray. You got to be willing. You got to be willing to listen to the Lord and say things that sounds really stupid, like, hey, honey, hold them pancakes a minute. I'm going outside to blow my shofar. Or, hey, honey, I'll be back in a minute because I'm taking my staff and walking across, walking around our property. Or to have to go to the barn because the Spirit's got you so overwhelmed, you don't want to scream in tongues in front of your wife at the house. Prophesy and give warning. Lay on your wife when she's convulsing terribly and sick. Plead and wrestle with God for hours so she gets up. And she did. That's not just the guy at the front. That's the guy that puts his blue jeans on one leg at a time, who met Jesus in the cab of his pickup and had a willing spirit and said, I do. He didn't make it all the way to seminary. He doesn't have no letters behind his name. He's not on a fancy salary. We got no airplanes to fly around in. We're not big in taking up offerings. I don't care anything about Sunday morning. I love when we teach in the music, but if we don't have any, it's fine with me. I just want to be a guy who serves God and goes home, serves his family, and eventually serve his country. I'm not ashamed to the gospel at my workplace. I'm not ashamed of the gospel no matter who shows up. I'm not afraid to tell scripture. I've learned scripture because I wore out 9 Bibles by myself. I'm just a man. And when you prove yourself to be a man who can hear God, your wife will trust you and she'll rely on you. She'll pray for you. She'll give you wisdom whether you want to take it or not. She's the wisest one in our bunch. I just hit and miss every now and then. Most time miss. That's just 2 scriptures. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well and pleasing to the Lord. How does a kid go off to college and come back so jacked up? Huh? We must have missed something at the house. Do you know my grandsons know how I'm going to vote? I'm not a secret. I will let you make up your own mind about anything you want to do, but I am going to share with you all the reasons I do what I do and believe what I believe and say what I say and walk how I walk. I am going to share with you every reason why I am who I am and I believe the way I believe and how I'm going to do. I'm going to instill that in you until you figure it out for yourself. But I'm not going to be a secret agent about any nickel of it. I remember one time we were up here praying for people and I got to rattling around there in tongues and old Ryder, he was running around here and hanging on my pant leg. You know, most places you go, they want to yard your kids off so they don't see or hear things like that. No, get them in here and talk about everything and do it in front of them so you, mom and dad, can go home and explain it to them. And if you can't explain what I'm doing up here, you should pay better attention. And he's a jerking on my pant leg, and I got done. He said, Popo, was you speaking in Spanish? And we had a good long visit about it. You got to talk about it. Why are young people so confused about genderism? Did you not explain to them at home what the anatomy of a male human being looks like and what the anatomy of a female human being looks like? Did you leave it up to a school teacher to tell your kids about sex and reproduction, or did you do it? I walked 2 virgins down the aisle. You know how I know that? I asked them. Dad, there's a deal on Facebook. One day there they was rattling around some of their old classmates about asking a bunch of silly questions, one of them about where your tattoo is. Well, I mean, you, I don't care what you do, but there's things that I haven't done. I didn't make any rules about it. And anyhow, Kelsey, and she said, I don't have one. Well, it's like, why? Her answer on Facebook was, have you never heard of the Wrath of Steve? I tell people all the time, we didn't have rules. But we commanded respect. And we were honest. And we talked about everything. And I raised two daughters, and we talked about everything. When it didn't come out perfect, and we didn't do everything perfect, and we've had plenty of heck, and we've had plenty of stuff to do. But I'm going to tell you, Dad was around. Dad showed up. When Dad got saved, he went to telling everybody in his house what that meant and what that looked like, what that felt like. And even though I couldn't find John 3:16 if you held a gun to my head, but I didn't care. I was not going to be a secret agent amongst my family. I love my family. Dad, if you won't lay your life down for your family, shame on you. And if you'll just hand them off, let the guy at the front talk to him for an hour a week and call it good. Let the guy at the front talk to him for an hour a week. I dare you to give him a pop quiz after the first quarter. They didn't learn anything. They didn't hear anything. But at home, children, obey your parents. Well, we would like to reason with our children. I did too. I gave my children a reason. Here's your reason. I'm older than you and I'm smarter than you. Now shut up and pay attention. The day you're smarter than me, I'll ask you. Until then, we're just going to keep this in order. I'm not going to lord over you, and I'm not going to exasperate you. I want you to live. I want you to find your own identity. But I am not going to turn you off to a herd of buffoons running around telling you everything that's right and wrong and subjective reasoning. And if any two people agree on it and it feels good, it must be right. I'm not handing you off to that. When you come to my house, you get up in my house, I'm going to tell you what's right. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to tell you if you do wrong while you're living in my house, there's going to be consequence for doing wrong. You're going to obey me. That's why I think youth leaders should be at least 59 years old. So children will know there's two 430s. I think one of the greatest youth activities that's ever invented to get children's attention is chores. Chores and responsibility. Well, you're just a crusty old-fashioned old white guy. Just blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, that style works. And the Bible says, live honorably as a husband and wife, get in the right spot, maintain your position, and your children should obey you. Fathers, don't provoke your children lest they become discouraged. You can't just beat them up all the time, tell them how dumb they are, and everything they're doing is dumb. You got to help them. You got to encourage them. You got to keep them going. I'm trying to learn how to do that with all y'all. Keep everybody going here. Kind of be a little bit cheerleader. I have a little trouble with my cheerleading stuff, my rah-rah. I'm not very rah-rah sometimes. Bond servants. We get into masters and bond servants today, that's going to look like employers and employees. We don't have slaves, really, so to speak. But obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not only with eye service, but as men pleasers, but in the sincerity of heart, fearing God. Don't just do the right thing while the boss is looking. Do you know one thing that I have never been in my entire life? Not one time. Late to work. Clovis Livestock, if any of the other auctioneers get there before I do. And old Trey's been tricking me a little. He's been getting up a little earlier than he used to. I want to beat them all there. I don't know how many people like to show up an hour and a half early to work. How many just ride their watch to the last 60 seconds? Well, the cow sale doesn't start till 9 o'clock New Mexico time. That's 10 o'clock our time. It's a 30-mile drive over there. I don't really need to leave till about 9:25. But at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'll be sitting in my office over there. Why in the world would you do that? That's just who I am. Why wouldn't you? Now, the downside of that is I leave early every week. But the truth of the matter is, whoever you're working for, whoever you're doing for, you should give them more than they ask for. And you should do it when they're not looking. Charlie, he owns that thing over there, and we've been partners in a horse sale. I've worked for him for 30-something years now. We handle an annual budget that'll be somewhere around $500,000. Our total gross sales and things will be somewhere close to $5 million. He never asked the question. His words to Karen, the secretary, all the time, whatever Steve wants to do, just tell him to do it. Because I've never cheated him out of a nickel. I've never cheated him out of 10 minutes. Always felt like I always gave more than I got paid for. My dad raised me that way. I learned that at home. I learned how not to do that while I was in college. I learned how to not be that way. But at home, I learned that at home. That's a biblical principle. Do you know what people don't talk about very much in religious settings? Work. We talk about tithing. We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. But you don't hear very many people talk about work, being honorable in your work. Give your master more than he wants. Don't just be a people pleaser when he's watching you, but do it out of your fear of God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. What is your inheritance? How many of y'all been lied to in the house of the Lord and told you that if you're just barely a Christian, you get an outhouse when you get up here, but if you're good while you're down here, you get a king's palace? I'd like to have chapter and verse on that, please. Because your reward in this life is a family, generations, and a place to dwell. That's where Joshua went. That was the fulfillment of the promise. That's all tangled up in the Passover. That's your promise. So if you live like this, guess what happens? Your children live like this too. I have no lazy children. No lazy children. Now, one of them's only 8 years old, going on 9. Sometimes he gets a little cartoonish on a Saturday morning, but I don't even have lazy grandchildren. I mean, they won't get up and go to work. Why? Because that's how we live. We live. We don't live in a poverty mentality. We don't live in a victim mentality. We don't care. I grew up with 2 pair of pants when I was a little kid. Let me tell you this. 2 pair of pants, and 1 pair was red and 1 pair was blue. Do you know what happens when both pair of pants ain't the same color? Everybody knows you only got 2 pair of pants. True story. I bought my own school lunches. My dad wouldn't even co-sign for my first pickup, and it only cost $500. Paid for my own stuff. So I get the peer pressure, and I get all of that. But I look back now, and I think, man, how thankful am I that I got to work through all that? I learned how to pay my own stuff. I grew up. People said I grew up too fast. Let me tell you something today. They grow up too slow. If you're old enough to drive a car, smoke a cigarette, sneak in and get you a 12-pack of beer and join the Army, you need to kind of step up to the plate just a little. Mom and Daddy's basement just ain't going to cut it. Get up and do something. Learned all that at home. Your inheritance is how your children do. This is how your children do. I'm not saying that tonight to beat anybody up, but I'm saying tonight that because we have served the gods of our forefathers and because we have bought into the ideas, because we've been indoctrinated. We were talking about it back there earlier today. Even non-Christians are indoctrinated into Christianity because every non-Christian kid that goes to school knows what the Christian kids do. Everybody goes to church. If you're really a good Christian and you're a Baptist, you'll get a Church of Christ kid to go to your Baptist church. And vice versa. I wonder how many of us prayed over the neighbor kids when they came by your house because you was the ones with cookies and Kool-Aid. Or maybe we just did our best. We invited them to VBS. It's all good stuff right here. Your neighborhood full of heathens is your neighborhood. Your workplace is a pit. It's your pit. Your house wavers on its faith. It's your house. He says, serve the Lord. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he's done, and there's no partiality. Masters, give your bondservants what's just and fair, knowing that you have a master in heaven. I don't want to sound haughty in all this, but I'll give you one example yesterday. Really nice guy. It was pouring down rain, and we had to get 2 gooseneck loads of cattle, and it just seemed like the rain decided when I fill it up with diesel, here come a hurricane. When I get out to load my trailer, here it comes again. Me and old Ryder today, we're just drenched. Well, my truck driver, he's a good guy. And so we get to sale barn, we unload the cattle, and I said, hey, tell me what I owe you, and I'll step in here and get you a check. He didn't tell me near enough. He didn't tell me. Do you know every time somebody doesn't ask you for near enough, it's your chance to give them what they deserve. It's not your turn to turn around and say, praise the Lord, I cheated that guy of $50. He should have charged me more. I got it today for an extra $800 on a set of cattle. That's fine. It was just a little mistake. It's all fine. It's all good. Could have made a scene. Could have said, hey, that ain't right. No. You know, maybe it worked out just right. That guy that sold the cattle, the guy that made the mistake didn't get the $800. The guy that sold the cattle got the $800. The kind of cattle I've been buying, he probably needed it. I'm buying the same kind of cattle he had, and it ain't that great. So good for him. He got an extra $800 today. We all thought our giving was in the trick of the tithe, 10%, and you can figure out whether you want to do it on the net or the gross. You can figure out that you're going to give it to the priesthood that doesn't even exist. Give it to whom? Or maybe you could just in your life, in your realm, you could give your employees a raise when they didn't even ask for it. Or you could, here's a good one. How many of y'all since COVID have bumped into a little old waitress every now and then that just busts her hump? She'll have 42 tables going on. She's carrying them trays way twice as much as she does. She still cracks a smile all day long while her feet are killing her, and she's waiting on you, and she wants to fill your water glass and your crumbs all over. If you've brought your grandkids, it's a mess. And I'll tell you what, an extra $100 changed her life. least for a moment. That's called generosity. That's what the Bible's talking about. Not talking about you coming into the house of the Lord that doesn't exist and giving a tithe to a priesthood that doesn't exist. I mean, come on. He's talking here about living your life. You want your kids to be generous? Be generous. Have opportunity.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.